Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
My 9-year-old one day we were watching TV, and one of the commercials for one of the outreach groups, and I'm not sure which one it was, came on where they were showing children who were suffering, who were starving. And he said, "Oh, Mom, I have to change the channel. I don't like to watch that." And I said, wait a minute. Let's talk about that for a minute. You know, the fact that it's hard for you to watch that is the Spirit of God in you saying there is something wrong with that. So let's talk about what we can do. What can you do in your little 9-year-old world to do something to help that? And we figured we could give money. We could give money to the local food shelf. We could go volunteer for the local food shelf. You can pray. You can pray for those people that you see on the screen or for the organizations that are helping them. And it seems to me that as I thought about that night, I thought, you know, we do live in this world where we put our what can we do in a different spot from who are we? And it seems like if God has created us in his own image, then we should be really riled up by the fact that there is suffering in this world. And it seems like your book really addresses that problem, trying to put those two things together so that we know who we are. And because of who we are, we know what then we should do.
Yeah, and I think this understanding as Christians that there is this meta-narrative that God is playing out in creation and all of humanity and all of history. And I think the critical piece in our understanding is how does my story fit with that story? And not to see our lives as just individualistic. We have our own story where we are the star of our show. But this idea of like, yeah, God has this story that's been playing out since the beginning of creation, and that I am a part, a small part of that story. And what is my job in embracing that? And how do I live out my purpose and my calling? Because that really is upon every single person, that we have a purpose that we were created for, and to really embrace that. But again, I think it is, we'll see the power when we see how these two stories, the story of God and our story, intersect. And it's at that point of intersection, I think people are awakened to this idea of like, gosh, there are things that I've been put on earth to do, mm-hmm. and I'm going to do that with all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength. Mm-hmm.
So how does this concept of both and translate into different areas? I mean, I'm thinking about the Middle East, just peace and reconciliation. How do we translate this concept into that?
I think the same way that we would do it anywhere, but I think it is this understanding of this idea, first of the reconciling work of the cross, that he has reconciled us to himself and also to each other. And with all the issues that we see in Middle East. I mean, it is a complicated issue. But I think that whole idea that we've tended, as Christians, a lot of times tended to demonize Muslims. And I think there's just such a misunderstanding there that, even in Palestine, I believe the last statistic that I saw was that 20 or 30% of them are actually Christians. But that the evangelical church, and particularly in the United States, we really tend to side with Israel because of our particular understanding of how the people of Israel plays out and the overall story of God. But this idea of like, gosh, like, people of Israel are certainly people of God and created in God's image, but gosh, who are these other people? How do we love them? That really is our mission field as well, that they're not our enemies, but that is a people that is crying out for Jesus, and how do we bring Jesus there?
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.